This Torah is a Torah about Purim Katan. Being that this year is a leap year, so we actually have two Adars. We have Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. According to the Gemara has a discussion of where Purim should then be celebrated. And the Gemara says, well, better to have it in Adar Sheni, because Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. It's most preferable to put the redemption of Purim next to the redemption of Pesach. So that would seemingly indicate that there's really nothing left to Adar Rishon, but yet we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein bein mikra, ein bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Sheni, Ela mikra megillah matanos levyonim, that the only thing that you have in Adar Sheni that you don't have in Adar Rishon is the reading of Megillah, which sounds like you should have a Suda in Adar Rishon. And in fact, that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. That on Adar Rishon, on Purim Katan, on the 14th of Adar Rishon, one should have a Suda. So this Torah is a Torah from the Stachina Rebbe to explain that halacha. Why is it that we have this halacha of having a Suda on Purim Katan? And especially the comment of the Ramah. The Ramah writes on this halacha, Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Good heart is always drinking. Good heart is always having a good time. So what does that mean? You know, what sort of a concept is that? That's the last halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. So the Rebbe has a beautiful Torah here. Hine Isa b'Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, the end of Orachayim. Yesh omrim shachayiv laharbas b'simcha, b'mishta v'simcha b'yudalad sh'ba'adar rishon. Machaber writes, there are those who have a custom to have a mishta v'simcha, to have more joy and more drinking on the 14th of Adar Rishon. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Ve'ein Noagin Kain, it's not our minig. Mikol Makom, says the Ramah, Yar Bektas Besuda, you should have a little bit more. K'dei Lotzis Yidea Machmirim, to fulfill the Chumra, those who would say you should do it. After all, V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid, a good heart is always drinking. Yesh Lefarish HaKavana, the reason why we should be machmir and have a meal this Friday and drink, humitzad, it's because tov lev mishta tamid, good heart drinks all the time. What's pshat? Shari alacha hu kedivri amekul ba'avel. One of the yesodos of Hilchos Avelos. Halacha is like the most lenient opinion. That's a yesod in Maseches Moed Katan. There's a machlokes, comes to Hilchos Avel, paskin like the Mikum. Vim came. If so, v'umaseh, kishinogea l'inyin shol simcha. Hilchos Purim are not Hilchos Avel. Hilchos Purim are the laws of how to be happy. But halacha k'divrei ha-machmir. Halacha is like the machmir. If halacha is like the mekel in sadness, always are the least amount of sadness, then in the halachos of simcha, halacha is like the machmir. You always have to have the most possible simcha. Memela, hagam shemitzad inyin shel mishtav simcha nogel hilchos purim, nifzak bezed biyudal ba'adarish nein nogin kin. When you look at it from the perspective of purim, of experiencing Purim. Purim is an Adar Sheni. Purim is not an Adar Rishon. So there's no minig. There shouldn't be a minig to eat and drink on this Yudalid. Av mitzad inyin shetzrich b'chlal lahach mikishino gel inyin shel simcha. But because we have simcha here, and there's a chance to be machmir and have more simcha, So just like we are makel to have the least amount of avelos, we have to be machmir to have the most amount of simcha. Therefore, that's the inyan of tov lev mishta tamid. Mitzad zeh yesh latzis yidei machmirim. From that perspective, we should have the yotzei v'chumra.
So just like we're machmir, we shouldn't have a lot of mourning. We should be machmir. We should.
Right. So just like we have the law, we should be lenient in mourning, which means to have the least amount of mourning. And that really is the other half of this coin, which is we should have the most amount of simcha. So we have to be strict on every question about simcha. Some say, don't be happy now, you don't have to, it's a regular day. Others say, no, you should be happy, you should drink, you should be happy. Oh, there's an opinion we should be happy. We have to be strict about being happy. We have to increase the amount of being happy. That's why we have to be happy. In tzibolit b'zeh ha-ma'ala sheyesh l'purim katan od yoter mimah sheyesh l'purim gadol. So in a certain way, it's a certain greatness to this Purim that's coming, the 14th, even more than Purim in Adar Sheni. Shehareim echad yachmir al mitzvas mishta v'simcha Purim gadol. Because if it's the 14th of Adar Sheni and you are machmir, you're very careful to have a meal in the best possible way and drinking in the best possible way. That's being careful in the laws of Purim. Like there are all sorts of stringencies in all halachos and mitzvos of the Torah. But when we're careful to have more eating and drinking in Adar Rishon, it's not mitzad Purim, because on the Purim perspective there's leniency. The strictness is because of simcha. Harein ze chumra behilchus Purim. Sharei nifsak de ein noagin kein. Urak chumra mitzad hilcho simcha. That there's a law of simcha. Tov lev mishtetamid. So drink. Shekev and shetochan mitzvah shayachu simcha. Because this is a question which can relate to being happy. Tzrichim lachash b'zele divri amachmirim. We have to be careful for the stringent view. Zeu amala shel Purim kot. This is the great specialness of this Purim. That here we see that we need to be very happy. Because we always have to be careful to have as much simcha as possible. We always have to be happy. Because tov lev, mishte, tamid. Constantly we need to be happy. So this joy, the meal and the drinking of this Friday, this is going to spread to the whole year. Spread to the whole year that we should be happy. We should be very careful about it. Let's understand deeper. Why is there such a stringency when there's a question about being happy? This halacha really, who sha'ar l'chol ha'chumro shebechol ha'torah. This halacha is the gate of all chumros in the entire Torah. Levarer, this halacha teaches she'ein ha'chumros mitzad atzvus shel ha'guf rak mitzad simchas ha'neshama. When Hashem created Adam HaRishon, the Torah tells us that Hashem took dirt and mud from all over the world and fashioned it into the shape of a human being. And then Hashem blew into Adam breath of life, which became Adam's soul. Tanya writes, second chapter of Tanya, that there are four basic elements that make up the natural world. The four elements, this is from taken from Greek science, what we call liquids, they called it water. What we call solids, they called it earth. What we call gases, they call it wind. What we call energy, they called fire. Tanya says that these elements also express themselves in characteristics, in behavioral traits. Water expresses itself in the desire for pleasures. Wind expresses itself in the desire to waste time, the desire to be empty, cynicism, laitsanas. Fire expresses itself in arrogance and anger. And earth expresses itself in depression and laziness. So, number one, that tells us something about depression. That depression is about being static and not doing, not accomplishing. If you want to get out of depression, go out and do and accomplish. It'll help a person get out of depression. But it also tells us that the natural state of earth is to be depressed. And if the human body is taken from the earth, that means the natural state of the human body is to be depressed. Body lends itself to being critical, negative, depressed, not upbeat, not optimistic. So where does the happiness come from? Where does optimism come from? Not from the body. The neshama. The neshama, which is a piece of Hashem, and owes the chedva b'mkoma. Hashem is surrounded with joy and with strength. The neshama is filled with joy. The body is filled, though, with atzvos, with sadness. So when a person is machmir, chumrah should never be out of sadness. Because that means the chumrah is coming from the body. It's not coming from the neshama. Every chumrah is really from this chumrah, from the chumrah of having Purim Katan. Because every chumrah should be that the neshama wants to do more. And if it's coming because the neshama wants to do more, then it happens out of joy. And all chumrahs are connected to simcha, really. Chumrahs should be attached to simcha, because when we are more careful, it should be because our neshama wants to do more and more mitzvos. Get more opinions done, more shittas done. Chumrah should be out of simcha. Because chumrah should be the neshama talking. Shereya Adam yesh lo neshama kedosha. Shuba me'olam ha'elyon. The neshama is a holy neshama. It's from the highest worlds. Sheshamu olam shel simcha v'shashuim. That's a world of simcha, pleasure, delight. Umameila. And therefore, Hanashama Hukula Simcha Vishashuim. The Neshama is all simcha. The Neshama is all delights, pleasures. The Neshama enjoys Torah, such a shashuim. Ulei Torascha Shashuah Yazavadati Va'ani, David HaMelech says, if not for your Torah, my delight, I would have been lost in my pain. What's the delight? It's the neshama feeling alive. That's the Shashuim. Aval HaGuf, but the body. Hu Chomri Ma'od, is very physical, earthy. Du'enu Me'niach L'gilu Yor HaNeshama, the body prevents the light of the neshama from expressing itself. The Adraba, the opposite is true. Mishtadel hu tamid l'chasos alor neshama. The body is always trying to hide the light of the neshama. Uma'anahu is a neshama, and it afflicts the neshama. B'chol minei atzvus, with all sorts of depressions and frustrations, v'dagos and worries, v'cheshbonos rabos, and all sorts of thoughts. What's going to be? What's going to be? What's going to happen? All sorts of calculations. So the body makes the person sad. sometimes a person who's sad is machmir. Why is he careful to fulfill every opinion in the Shulchan Aruch? Because he's worried what's going to be. I might lose my parnasa if I'm not 100% careful. Hashem might punish me, I might die. So that's not the right way to have a chumrah. The right way to have a chumrah is not because the body's worried about what will be. The right way to have a chumrah is that the neshama feels that serving Hashem is life. Since it feels that serving Hashem is life, when there's a chance to serve Hashem more, it gets even more excited, more happy. Kol chaye olam hazeh ma'atzvenas haneshama ma'od. Physical life and the materialistic concerns of this world depress the soul a great deal. Memela, therefore, kevin shekol mitzvah ha'Torah gormim gilui or haneshama. Since all the mitzvahs of the Torah create the revelation of the light of the neshama, azay kishem machmirim b'mitzvahs haTorah. Therefore, when we are careful to do more mitzvahs of the Torah, v'adai tzrichem lahachmir b'yoser al chelak hasimcha shel haMitzvah. We have to be extremely careful and extremely strict to have more simcha of mitzvah. The neshama is an existence of joy. You have people with a lot of chumras. All these stringencies are because they're depressed. It's coming from the body. That's not the right way. All the stringencies, all the added levels should be because we feel the neshama. We should be happy. So now we can understand. When we finish Shulchan Aruch Orachayim, Shiesh Bokama Chumras. Shulchan Aruch has a lot of stringencies, a lot of machloksim, a lot of shailos and Hilchos Shabbos, which is Surim Doraisa, Machmir, a lot of halachas where the Shulchan Aruch says, Machmir Tavol of Bracha. If he's stringent, he should have a Bracha. So Masayim HaShulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch ends. Sheki Sheba Ezi Yizdamnut Shel Simcha. When an opportunity of Simcha comes, Tzrichim Lachush L'das HaMachmir. We need to be careful for the opinion of those who are strict, v'lahoros al kol haShulchan Aruch, and that is to tell us about the entire Shulchan Aruch. Shemitzad zehu shetzvichem tamad lahachmir. That's why we are always stringent. We are always stringent out of the joy of the neshama, chance to do more mitzvos. U'bechlal lemeidim yizeh geder achumris. There's another point here also. Learning Yisod about what chumras are about. Shetzvichim lahachmir yoser al tochen haMitzvah. What is the chumrah herein? It's a chumrah in simcha. Because there's a simcha element here, we have to have simcha. Now, it's not the external form, but rather the inner nature that we're being machmir about. Many times there are many mitzvos, let's say shaking lulav. Shaking lulav is how you do the mitzvah. But the inner point of the mitzvah, that shaking lulav, is to reveal that Hashem is king in all directions. He surrounds us, He's within us. The inner content of the mitzvah. Chassidim, it's not that they were flippant about halacha. The critique against Chassidim was a fear that they would be antinomian, that they would not be respectful of halacha, like Shabtai Tzvi was not respectful of halacha. But that's not their point. They're not trying to be disrespectful of halacha. They're trying to be strict about some halachos over other halachos when those halachos are in conflict. And the halachos that they're trying to be strict about are the halachos of the inner content, not the external form. So for example, talk about tefillah. One of the major attacks against Hasidim is that they were not makbid on zmanei tefillah. They would daven late, they would say kriya shema late. They weren't makbid on zmanei tefillah. Why? So it's not the pshat that they just, there's a halacha and they, you know, it's not so important. Chas v'shalom. Pshat is different. There's a zman of when to daven, there's a time to daven. But at that time, we should be davening. Tefillah means avodah shebelev. That's what it's defined as. If there's no kavana in tefillah, it's not a tefillah. So Chassidim felt, if I don't prepare before davening, with learning and going to the mikvah and saying tilim, there won't be kavana shebelev. So the one I want to be machmir to have kavana shebelev. And there's another chumrah to be machmir to say it early so that it's not said late. What's more important? That's what the Chassidim was saying. Better to have the Kavana Shabalei, better to have a Chumrah an essential matter than to have a Chumrah in the form, the external form of how it's done. That's what you see here. The Chumrah is in Simcha. Because Simcha is how you do mitzvahs. Simcha is neshama in mitzvahs. About the neshama of the mitzvahs, we have to be machmir. Because we need to be strict on the inner essence, not just on the external form. That's what he says. B'chlal amedim yizeh geder achumris, shetzvichem lahachmir yoser al tochen ha-mitzvah. We have to be very strict and add stringency about the essence, about the nature of the mitzvah. Sheyesh chumris shemachmirim al etzem ha-mitzvah. Sometimes there's a chumra about the essence. Sometimes there's a chumrah about the form. But they say, no, the main chumrah should be about the spirit. It's not that Chassidim don't take tefillah seriously. They're very strict about tefillah. Al kavana sa tefillah. That the tefillah should be with kavana. Udvekus shal tefillah. The tefillah should be with dvekus. On the other hand, there was a leniency in terms of when to daven. Daven at 10 o'clock, but with kavana, with passion. Because the emphasis is on the essence of the mitzvah. Now, Simcha is an important essence of all of the soul. All service of Hashem needs Simcha. Love, fear. That's the pillar of Torah. So Simcha, a mitzvah of Simcha, you need to be very machmir about, because this is a mitzvah which affects soul. Now, of course, you have to fulfill every halacha. Well, you have to fulfill everything. Where's the emphasis? The emphasis is on the soul. Soul is simcha. The emphasis is on avas Hashem. The emphasis is on yiras Hashem. Because these are the soulful matters that impact how you fulfill all mitzvot. This is the neshama of the mitzvah. Kevin she'avdu es Hashem b'simcha, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, ikur gadol k'mo she'amar b'Rambam. Since serving Hashem with joy is such an important principle, le'le b'zeu siyum ha'shulchan aruch. That's how the Shulchan Aruch ends. L'lamed she'kevin she'toch la'mitzvah rav mo'od b'zeh. Since this mitzvah impacts such an important principle, such an important soulful point, we have to be very machmir in simcha, because the chumrah should be in the neshama matters, in the essence of how you do it, much more so than when you do it. Maybe this is shot in several psukim in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Todieni Orach Chaim, inform me of the way of life. Orach Chaim, that's the name of this section of Shulchan Aruch. Shehispalel, what's he praying for? Todieni Aderech HaMefulosh LaChaim Shel Olam Haba. Inform me of the path that leads directly to the world to come. Show me the path that opens up the Olam Haba within man. Because man was created for two worlds, the body for this world and the neshama for the next. Even when we're in this world, there's a way to get and feel Olam Haba in this world. David asks for this because this is who he is. He's Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael. He's the sweet singer. He's always happy. Shayadofik Bo Neshama Shel Klal Yisrael. Because he's connected to the Neshama. He feels the Neshama of all of Klal Yisrael, which is Hachiyah Shel Olam Haba, which is life for the world to come. Ulechein Ispalo, that's what David Davin, Sheyuchal Liftoach Derech LeKlal Yisrael. He says to Hashem, let me open up the path for all of Klal Yisrael, which is Orach Chaim, the path to the Eitz HaChaim, the path to the real life. Derech HaMefulash, the clear path, Sheholeich Yosher L'Olam Haba, which goes straight into the world to come. And what's the next pasuk? Sov Asmachos. Espanecha, to be filled with joy with your face, Hashem. Shu'asimcha shel olam haba, to have the joy of the world to come, of az yimali schok pinu. V'chein asof shel shulchan aruch, of orachayim. Shulchan aruch, which is called orachayim, the path to life. Poseach lanu zeha orachayim, it tells us what is the path. What is the path to life? What is the path for Olam Haba? Sovas machos. The path is to be filled with simcha. Tov lev mishtetamid. The path to Olam Haba is to be filled with simcha. Zeh sheyisuv b'poskim. That's perhaps what the poskim say. D'chiyev asuda shel purim katan al neis ha'atzala shel klal Yisrael. The meal that we have to eat, Purim Katan, is for the miracle of Klal Yisrael being saved. Kikol Hilchos Purim Nikvu Ba'Adar Sheni. Really, the laws of Purim were put into Adar Sheni, Rak Mitzad Mismach Geula LeGeula, to have one redemption next to the other. Shagula Migalus Madai Mechias Amalek. The redemption from the exile of Madai and the annihilation of Amalek should be near Pesach. That on the very miracle of being saved, Shayach Laso Suda Gamba Adar Rishon, one can make a meal even in Adar Rishon. V'huki Inyan Karban Toda, this is like the idea of bringing a Karban Toda. Shabal Neshal Yitzio Mimavis L'chaim. We have to give it for the miracle of having now been entered into the path of life instead of death. Amru Chazal, Shal Asad Lavo Kolar Karbanos Yisbatlu Chutz Mikarban Toda. Famous Medrash and Vayikra, in the future all the Karbanos will be stopped except for the Karban Toda. Ki Karban Toda Hu Argasha Sachayim Shal Olam Haba. Because Karban Toda is to feel the life of the world to come. Therefore, even in the world to come, it won't be stopped. Moshe Kasev, as it says, Zoveach Toda, one who offers the Toda, Yechabdanani, will honor me. Amru Chazal, Ki'ilu Kibdani B'Shnei Olamos, B'Olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba. If you offer the Toda, it's as if you've honored Hashem in both worlds. That Toda is the Su'uda of Purim Katan. V'zeh v'sam derech, Pasuk says, you'll have a path, Ar'enu b'yesh Elokim. Shemesim or chosav, that if a person puts his path down in the right way, So chevero b'yeshuasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he merits to see Hashem saving him. So a carbon toda, that's the carbon of thanksgiving, shua ara, which is a light of orachayim, the path of olam haba. Inyan ha-pesach l'olam haba yuchadu l'David ha-melech. Now David is the one who asks for this opening. He says, Todi'eni orachayim, show me the path to olam haba, which we've learned to sova smachos espanecha, is tremendous happiness. Why David ha-melech? Gemara says, Melech poreitz geder. King has the right to break the fences and seize land. Sha'amelech poseach pesach she'eno pesach haragil. Shad in this is that a king can open up a new opening. There's a fence. There's no opening there. But the king can open up a new opening there. Rak hu pirtza shu pesach gadol. He can open up a big breach, a big opening. The point is not that a king can do whatever he wants and people can't stop him. The pshat is that the king is overflowing with life and passion. Because his heart is the heart of all of Klal Yisrael. He has inside of him the life of the whole nation. Therefore, when his heart opens, it opens, and he opens up a big opening. And he doesn't just have any old opening. The enormous amounts of life that he has go out from the potential to the actual. Then there are times Sheniftachim pischei hanefesh, when the soul opens up, sheyuchal haneshama latzis mikoach lapol, and you feel that the soul is now going from being potential to actual. That's why the Gemara and the Maseches Megillah has so many psichos. Zeo kol inyan kol hapsichos shel haMegillah shel haAmoraim. Gemara is like a daf where it says, this Amora began Megillas Esther, teaching Megillas Esther with this pasuk, and this with that pasuk. Paschu pischa lahai parshasa. They opened up this learning with this way or that way. Or the Gemara says that Mordechai had another name called Psachia, the opening of Hashem. Why? So inyan psichas haPesach, when there's an overflowing life, new things open up. Ish Yehudi sheba mishevet Yehuda. Mordechai is Ish Yehudi. He has a Yehuda characteristic. Who inyan melech poretz geder. Yehuda is the king, and the king opens up new openings. Rebbe Yehuda, shahayelo nishmas Yehuda, k'mo sheisibar Ari HaKadosh. Rebbe Yehuda, who had the soul of Yehuda. That's what the Ari says. Hu sheomer, he's the one who says, tzrichim likrus es haMegillah miIsh Yehudi. You have to read the Megillah starting from Ish Yehudi. Because according to Yehuda, Ish Yehudi opens up the Megillah. Because what is Megillah's Esther? And what is Purim? Pesach Gadol Shel Melech Poreitz Geder. Purim is a great new opening. So much life. There's a new opening. A new path to the Olam Haba. Path of Sova Smachos. The path of Simcha. Find an amazing thing. Shitas Reb Yehuda lahagdil shir haPesach. Reb Yehuda always held you can have bigger openings. Kegon Bereish Erevin, first Mishnah of Erevin. First Mishnah says, Va'arach of Me'asir Amos. If you have an opening of a mavui, which is wider than 10 Amos, Yema'et, make the opening smaller. That's the Chachamim. Reb Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. Reb Yehuda says you don't have to. You can have an opening wider than 10 amos. Because if Yehuda holds, you can have big openings. Because he opens up in places where others don't open. Because he's a melech. And a melech has so much life. The life spreads out and it opens up new openings. Yehuda is the one who says that the korah, the crossbeam that permits the carrying in the mavui, can be 40 or 50 amos tall. The gomer mipischan shamalachin. And his source to that is the openings of Kings, Shemboim Harbe, which are very tall. Zeu Apsachim Shel Rabbi Yehuda. These are the openings of Rabbi Yehuda opens up. Shem Pirtzos Gedolos, they're great breaches. Zeu Shenevi Atur B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tur quotes the Baal HaTosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, who said, Chayavim b'mishta v'simcha b'purim katan, that you have to eat on Purim katan. Ki kishmo kenhu, shehu b'chinas melech poretz geder. Rabbeinu Peretz is the one who breaks open the new openings. Break open the new openings with simcha. That's the new opening to the world to come. And that's the simcha on Purim katan. Hu pritzas geder shela neshama. It's when the soul breaks out. Then Leos Besimcha, then you're happy. When we get out of all the afflictions that the body is afflicting us, the Niftach Derech HaMelech, and the way of the King opens up, which is straight to the world to come. V'hainu, to go deeper. Ki hayu az Yisrael begalus paras. Jews were then galus paras, Shehema Bali Tava. Paras is the symbol of tava, desires, of lusts. The Gras says the reason why paras is tava, because the word paras means prusa, a slice. Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavaso biyado. A person doesn't die accomplishing even half of what he wants, half of his tavos. Gemara says in Megillah, ochlin v'shosin kedov, they would eat and drink like a bear. Masurvalim basar kedov, they're fat with meat like a bear. Shezeh hayakala suda shel Achashverosh. This was the whole meal of Achashverosh. Lasos kirtzonish v'ish v'chol minei ma'adanim. To do is whatever anyone wanted. Give them all the food they might want. Because what's Achashverosh? Malchus gufni ma'od. Very materialistic royalty, materialistic service. They weren't murderers. But they were all physical. That was the sin of Klal Yisrael. They went to his meal. And as we know, his meal was celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash would not be rebuilt, according to his Shita. It's as if they gave up hope from redemption. He was settled, he was sure that there wouldn't be a redemption, because he calculated that the 70 years were up and they hadn't yet been redeemed. When the 70 years were up and they hadn't been redeemed, Achashverosh said, now the Jews won't be redeemed. It's when such a physical, materialistic empire, the neshama was in galus. Shaya neshama muna betachlus ha'inui. The neshama was so afflicted at shaguf lo nasan pesach shiyavor bo tzakas ha'neshama. The body wouldn't even let the neshama scream out. Vayatzaka genuza ma'od la neshama. There was a hidden cry in the neshama. Hakala inui shesaval mehaguf, for all the afflictions that it was getting from the body. V'ta'anugav, and all the pleasures of the body. Avol b'yimei Purim, but on Purim, niftach pesach gadol v'chazak. A big opening was opened for the neshama. Ha'neshama baka machitza shel haguf. The neshama broke through the body. V'yatza b'tokef gadol, because it was so strong. This is why the Gemara talks about tokfo shel nes, the forcefulness of the miracle. Sheyatza neshama mikoach alapoa. The neshama went from being potential to being actual. That's why Mordechai's name is Psachya. Sheasa pesach gadol aneshama. He opened up an opening for the neshama. Vayitzak tzaaka gedolo mara. He called a great cry. Sheisazos hatzaaka shel Knesset Yisrael. That's the cry of all the Jewish neshamas. Mordechai hayaklalus klesis Yisrael. Mordechai was the uniter of Knesset Yisrael. V'yatza kol koach haneshama, the force of the neshama went out, mikoach alapol, from potential to actual. And through this there was a tremendous joy. Kineskala simchas haneshama, the joy of the neshama came out. B'tzeisa mikoach alapol, when it went from potential to actual. Zeru, and that's the meaning of shemiyad mishenichnas adar. Once we begin adar, ein neshama yecholu lahamtin od, the neshama can't wait. Uporetzas es haguf, it breaks out of the body. Hachenas marbin, so we now increase through the simcha. It's lashem yizbar achavim od zeh pritzus geder. Hashem loves it when we break the rules like this. Shepartzim kolatzim tsumim, we break past all the limits. V'chala inuyim, and all the afflictions. Shesovlim kolashanam e'aguf, the whole year we suffer from the body. But miyad mishenichnas adar, immediately when we begin in adar, yitin rishus las osof l'chal elu ha'inuyim, we can finally stop all these afflictions. Umar bin besimcha, we can have a lot of simcha. Dezeh, through the simcha of this coming Friday, Niftach Pesach Gadol, we're going to open up a whole new opening. The opening of Neshama. Chumra of Neshama. More feeling of Neshama. Simcha, which is Sova Smachos, which brings us to Olam Haba in this world. For Chol HaShana, for the whole year. That's Neshama. We have to celebrate this Friday. Thursday night? Well, Friday. Just Friday.
I can't celebrate Friday and day.